Millions of Iranians have taken to the streets to commemorate the 35th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. Demonstrators chanted slogans against Israel and the hostile policies of the US. President Hassan Rouhani said threats against Iran are worthless and childish. On this edition of The Debate, we will discuss the level of public support for the Islamic Republic and the amount of pressure exerted on the country from the West.
People across Iran have held demonstrations to mark the 35th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. Demonstrators also chanted slogans against the US, Israel, and Britain. Iranians carried placards and chanted slogans reaffirming their support for the Islamic establishment in the face of threats from outside powers. Addressing demonstrators in the capital, Tehran, President Hassan Rouhani called these threats worthless.
تهدید علیه ملت ایران بی ارزش و کودکانه است چون ملت ما در طول 35 سال گذشته در برابر انواع تهدیدهای دشمن ایستاده است مقابله کرده است و به پیروزی رسیده است.
The Iranian president also said the nuclear negotiations with the P5+1 group are a historic test for the United States and Europe. If they are committed to law, mutual respect and cooperation, Tehran will respond in kind. Rouhani added, if the US and Europe stick to their previous inappropriate policies, that would be detrimental to their own national interests and will also undermine global stability. The US Congress has been pushing for unilateral sanctions against Iran over its nuclear energy program, despite an interim deal reached in Geneva in November. The six-month agreement was signed between Iran and the P5+1 group, comprised of the US, Britain, France, China, and Germany. Under the deal, which came into effect on January 20th, Iran has limited its nuclear activities in return for lifting of some sanctions on the country. Despite the agreement, the US has continued its hostile policy against Iran. American officials have on various occasions said anti-Iran sanctions remain in place and that the military option is still on the table. They also warned other countries against doing businesses with Tehran. Iran has time and again urged the US and its allies to respect its legitimate rights, saying that the sanctions will never stop the country from achieving its goals. Iranians once again sent the message through taking part in the rallies marking the anniversary of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Attending the rally in Tehran, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif stressed that the Iranians want constructive interaction based on mutual respect.
These people stand behind their rights, that nobody can deprive them of their rights, that these people deserve respect and demand respect, and nobody can deal with them in any way other than respect.
You're watching The Debate. Joining us now live from Tehran is Professor Mohammad Marandi with the University of Tehran, and also with us live from Washington with the Center for American Progress and former U.S. Assistant Secretary of Defense, Mr. Lawrence J. Korb. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for joining us on this program. I'll start my first question with our guest in Washington. Mr. Korb, what do you think about the level of public support for the Islamic Republic? Do you think that there is a message here each year on the anniversary of the revolution that, you know, the a number of people who've taken part in the streets shows that the amount of support that the government and the Islamic Republic as a whole has is immense, and that this is going to affect the country's foreign policy and also how the United States or other countries in the West regard Iran?
Well, I think the fact that the P5+1, that includes the United States, are talking to Iran, the fact that some of the sanctions that the UN imposed, not just the United States, have been relaxed. I think the fact that when President Obama came into office, you may remember he reached out to the Iranian people on the New Year shows that they respect him. I think the fact that the current government, Rouhani, has released two of the candidates who lost in what was a disputed election back in 2009, released them from house arrest, has gotten more support both in Iran and in the West.
Let's go to Mr. Marandi before I continue this discussion. Mr. Marandi, some of the issues raised there, Mr. Korb was saying that it is because of what we just discussed there, the public participation in these rallies, that the Obama administration has been working with Iran, has been talking with Iran. But we're also hearing the sentence that all options are still on the table. We know that a huge part of the sanctions still remain. And there is, you know, not complete optimism when it comes to the deal, because there has been concerns about the sanctions increasing and the level of sanctions not being reduced. What do you think?
Well, a couple of things. One is that the elections 4 years ago are undisputed. There's no doubt about that now, and that is. And the two former candidates, Mr. Mousavi, Mr. Karoubi, that your guest is alluding to, are still under house arrest, and they're there basically because they misled many of their supporters who carried out riots in Tehran, and unfortunately, people were killed and damage was done. So they do bear responsibility for that, and the government has not released them. Beyond that, though, I think we have to keep in mind that President Rouhani has, since the first day of being in office, he has shown a strong willingness to resolve the nuclear program and to create a more favorable atmosphere with the United States and its allies. It's not the UN or other members of the Security Council that are the problem for Iran. It's basically the United States and its allies. President Obama, when he came to power, he made some noise that sounded positive, but when we look at the WikiLeaks documents that were released later, it was clear that the U.S. government, even from the very beginning of the Obama administration, was seeking to increase the sanctions against Iran to put pressure on the Iranian people in order to create instability in the country. So I think that shows that there was a level of hypocrisy even from the beginning. Even now that the Islamic Republic of Iran and the 5+1 have signed or come to this agreement over the nuclear program and to resolve the issues that exist between Iran and the United States largely, because Russia and China do not have a problem with Iran's nuclear program, yes, as they've stated. The point is that right now the United States continues to add new people to the sanctions list, mm-hmm, and new companies, and that goes against the agreement altogether, because it shows that the sanctions are being increased by the United States. When today you have a person who is within the sanctions regime, yes, and he wasn't yesterday, that shows that they have breached this trust.
Well, that's the question, isn't it, Mr. Korb? What do you think? I mean, why are we hearing at this specific time when this deal has been reached, when the next round of talks is upcoming within days in Vienna, new companies, new names added to the sanctions list, and again, the issue of all options on the table? That's created a lot of controversy in Iran. Today, when people were out in the streets, they were chanting slogans against that sentence, and they were saying, we have our options. Our option is independence and resistance. Why do you think this is the way the Obama administration is dealing with Iran?
Well, first of all, one of the losing candidates was transferred from a state residence to house arrest. So I thought that was a step in the right direction. When people say all options are on the table, when you're negotiating, you never take anything off the table ahead of time. And again, I think it's important to keep in mind that just as there are people in Iran who don't want to negotiate with the United States, there are people in the P5 plus one countries who don't want to negotiate with Iran, given some of the things that have happened over the years. So they say things, but the fact of the matter is, President Obama said, if you increase the sanctions, I'm going to veto it. Now, with the, some of these people, what they've been after, these are existing sanctions that people are not carrying out. And that, and we've been doing that ever since the United Nations imposed those sanctions, getting after companies which we feel violate those sanctions. So it's not new sanctions. In fact, there were $500 million in sanctions that were released, and the government was using that to provide food for the people. So they have released some sanctions. They're not all off, nor will they be until you get a final deal. And again, I can't emphasize too much, these are not just U.S. sanctions. They're international sanctions, and they were put on because when Obama reached out to have negotiations, in fact, made a deal with the former prime minister, and when he got home, Ahmadinejad, he was overruled by Rafsanjani.
Well, looking at the 35 years since the victory of the Islamic Revolution, Mr. Marandi, Iran has almost all of the time been facing...